Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 29th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. U.S. authorities compelled OpenAI to disclose user data tied to two ChatGPT prompts. HSI investigated the alleged administrator of a large criminal network who reportedly ran 15 darknet platforms where child abuse material was shared with around 300,000 users. The two prompts appeared harmless, but investigators argued they connected to the suspect and obtained a court order forcing OpenAI to identify the user who entered those sentences. OpenAI complied. The disclosed records did not directly produce the arrest. Investigators relied on traditional methods. Legal experts and privacy advocates call the case a precedent, warning that AI chat inputs leave digital fingerprints that can enable surveillance. Amazon has confirmed it will cut 14,000 jobs worldwide, mainly in administrative and corporate roles, citing progress in artificial intelligence and a shift toward an AI-focused strategy. Human Resources Chief Beth Galetti said in an internal memo, "The company must remain agile as AI systems allow many administrative tasks to be done more efficiently, leading to immediate job reductions." CEO Andy Jassy had warned in June 2025 that AI efficiency gains would inevitably reduce staff. Internal documents reported by the New York Times indicate Amazon is considering replacing up to 600,000 roles in warehouses by the year 2033, with billions invested in automation.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. OpenAI has completed restructuring. A newly formed OpenAI Foundation now controls the for-profit OpenAI Group, PBC, and Microsoft will take 27% of the PBC. The foundation holds shares valued at about $130 billion US dollars and plans to invest $25 billion US dollars initially in medical research and AI safety. Microsoft's stake is estimated at about $135 billion US dollars and includes access to OpenAI's models through at least 2032. California and Delaware attorneys general approved the recapitalization after nearly a year of talks. The reorganization clears the path for new investment and prepares the PBC for a possible future public offering. Over 1.2 million weekly conversations on ChatGPT contain explicit suicidal intent. OpenAI also estimates about 560,000 users per week show signs of psychosis or mania, figures disclosed in an addendum to the GPT-5 system card. The company trains GPT-5 with feedback from more than 170 psychiatrists and psychologists to make responses safer, detect when professional help is needed, avoid harmful advice, and refer to real services. Early safety checks report unwanted replies fell by 39 to 52%, and suicidal case compliance rose to 91% from 77%. The data underscores developer responsibility. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.